Hello, my name is Rolf Bühler. I'm a scientist at Daisy Zeuthen, and this is where I'm standing right now. So this is the Zeuthen Lake here behind me. We are near Berlin. And I'm going to talk to you about a review article I've written with Roger Blanford. He's a professor at Stanford University. And the title of the article is The Surprising Crab Pulsar and Its Nebula. And it's about recent discoveries we've made when observing the Crab Nebula. But let me tell you more about this in the inside. Come with me. The Crab Nebula is one of the most studied sources in the sky. It's an historical supernova remnant. The explosion of this star was observed in 1054 all over the world. It was so bright that it could be seen by the naked eye during daylight for 3 weeks. Today, the nebula looks like this. You can see it here in the optical. And what you see is the material of the star of this original explosion. It exploded, put most of its material out into space, and this material is being illuminated by the interior, because at the interior of this nebula structure here, there is a pulsar. The pulsar is a rotating neutron star, so a very compact star rotating very fast. As it rotates, it emits beams of light, and therefore we see it pulsating. But it also emits a wind of particles, of relativistic particles. And mainly electrons and positrons are going outwards from this neutron star, and they start to illuminate the material from the original star explosion, and this is what we see as a glowing nebula and call the Crab Nebula then. Even so, this star exploded almost 1,000 years ago, it's still one of the most violent and extreme environments that we know of in the universe. Typically at high energies, so observed in X-rays or in gamma rays, it is one of the brightest sources that we know of in the sky. And therefore we can see things in this source in great detail. And this allows us to basically use it as a kind of laboratory to understand the high energy processes which happen in astrophysical plasmas. In this review, we start by giving an observational overview of the properties of the Crab Nebula, of the observational properties that we have, then give a theoretical overview on what we think, what is happening in this system. And then we proceed to discuss the actual main part of this article, which are the recent discoveries that were made in gamma rays. There were two very big surprises that happened there. First, observing the pulsar. And it was found that the pulsar emits radiation up to energies of more or less 500 giga electron volts. This is much higher than what was previously expected, and particularly with the standard processes which we think take place in the pulsar, this should not reach, the emission should not reach such high energies. Therefore, this is very puzzling, and the typical models need to be adjusted. The second discovery was equally exciting, was that the Crab Nebula is flaring and showing strong eruptions of gamma rays, where within 6 hours the flux can increase by a factor of 30 of the entire nebula. This was very surprising, because up till then we thought that the nebula emission as a whole is more or less constant over time, so maybe a few percent variations, but certainly nothing like this. And modeling the emission that we are seeing there shows us that very likely there is magnetic reconnection happening inside of the nebula, so accelerating particles very violently up to energies of beyond a PeV, so a peta electron volt, energies which are far beyond a factor 100 and more of what accelerators here at Earth can do. So these two discoveries are very intriguing and puzzling, and we are far from understanding fully what is going on there. In this review, we give an overview of what we've learned so far and what we have observed. I hope you enjoyed.